Go 1.27, Diataxis and the Tailwind Wars, Developer Tooling and Sharp Relief. An interactive tour of Go 1.27 produced by the Victoria Metrics team, a high-performance time series database written primarily in Go, drew 238 upvotes and 92 comments. The tour format, which lets readers execute code in the browser while learning, distinguished it from a standard changelog. The features generating most discussion were stabilized range over function iterators, first introduced experimentally in Go 1.22, continued improvements to generic type inference, and practical standard library additions. The range over function change is a significant ergonomic improvement for anyone writing iterators in Go, where prior approaches required either channels or custom iterator types with awkward call conventions. The Diataxis documentation framework, developed by Danielle Prashida, returned to prominence with 374 upvotes, the third highest score in Sunday's feed. Its core argument is that all documentation serves one of four distinct user needs: tutorials, learning-oriented; how-to guides, task-oriented; reference material, information-oriented; and explanations, understanding-oriented. And that conflating these modes in a single document is the root cause of most documentation failure. Commenters described how adopting the framework changed their team's workflows, noting that its value lies not just in the taxonomy, but in the structural implication. Four separate entry points into documentation, not four sections in one document. The framework's relevance sharpened in context. AI-generated documentation has a specific failure mode: producing text that reads like documentation without serving any of Diataxis's four user needs. And the framework gives human editors a rubric for catching it. A post titled "Why I Don't Recommend Tailwind CSS" generated a comment to upvote ratio signaling genuine controversy. 106 comments on 101 upvotes. The author's argument is that Tailwind optimizes for writing styles quickly at the cost of making them hard to read and maintain at scale. Utility classes scattered through HTML create implicit coupling between markup and presentation that violates the separation of concerns CSS was designed around. The counter-argument in the thread was forceful. In modern component-based architectures, where a single developer owns both markup and styles, traditional separation arguments weaken considerably. Where the anti-Tailwind position found firmer footing was on team scalability. A CSS class named CardHeader communicates design intent. 17 Tailwind utilities communicate implementation. And on Tailwind's purging mechanism, which has historically caused production bugs when it incorrectly identifies dynamically constructed class strings as unused.